The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life must also lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous person because they are righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of the little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. To be honest, this gospel is a collection of scattered sayings that are in different places in Mark and Luke and John. And Matthew lumps them all together. And you're probably trying to follow what the linear thought was. To be honest, I don't think there is one. No. It's just a bunch of aphorisms, good one-liners. And now my difficult job is to make sense out of it. The best I can do is to try to do this. That I think Jesus is trying to say that religion is not a matter of willpower and sacrifice, but he's trying to move it to a matter of what goes around comes around. Now just stay with that. How you give is how you will get. I was helped in this a few months ago. An electrician wrote to me. He had read one of my books and he said, "Oh, Richard, I've got a wonderful metaphor for you that I want you to use when you try to talk about love." And it indeed is a very fitting metaphor. He said, "You know, electricity only works in a circuit. It's not one way. It's got to always be both ways. That's the point here." The way most of us start, because we assume God is at a distance, or God has to be pleased, or God is upset with us, most religion begins with a deep notion of sacrifice. And some of these lines even lend themselves to that. Whoever doesn't take up his cross. We know Jesus couldn't have said that in his lifetime because it wouldn't have made any sense to him. The cross hadn't happened yet. So this is a phrase that is now being used after Jesus has died. But most good Catholics, as you certainly are, you hear that and you say, "Oh God, I should sacrifice more. I should suffer more." I think there's especially an inclination of that in Irish people and a lot of Mexican people too, that God likes suffering. Don't go there, brothers and sisters, because what it creates in you is a huge, frankly, dislike of God. That God can't just love you naturally and freely for your own sake, like you, I hope, love your own children, but you have to dole out some amount of suffering. And it's sort of, when I was growing up, it was sort of the one with the most willpower wins. The one who can suffer the most is the one that God likes the most. And I think a lot of our lives of saints even gave us that impression. But let's try this instead. What Jesus is talking about in at least half of these lines is, as I put it at the beginning, how you give out is how you will receive. There's the circuit again. I found in directing people over the years that people who think they're not getting enough love, or the people don't show them enough respect, or no one pays any attention to them, there are invariably people who give out very little themselves. I'm sorry to have to be so honest. And in fact, the people who are living in the full circuit, equally giving out, equally letting go, they're usually characterized by two things: gratitude and foundational happiness. None of us are happy every minute of every day. We're a little dissatisfied with this or that. But if you're not basically happy and grateful on a daily basis, now I know, again, we all have our times of trial, but my guess is you're not living inside the circuit. What goes around comes around. And if you're not getting a lot of love, I'd be willing to bet you don't give very much love yourself. Now, you can't see that. Everybody else can. But you can't. I read another thing this week. Someone said, the character of delusional thinking is that it's delusional. That you can't see your own delusions. We have some of that in our politics today. It's such a huge part of America today that we don't recognize, maybe this is going to help us recognize, the huge human capacity for delusion, for fooling ourselves, for kidding ourselves. Most of us tend to think, me too, that we're more loving than we really are. If there's one journey that never stops, it's we can always grow in love. We can always grow in our capacity to let the flow, yes, flow into us, but equally flow out from us. And when those are perfectly balanced, when you take in and equally hand over, when you allow others to love you but equally let go of your own self-importance, then I'd be willing to bet you'll find yourself inside of this wonderful, simple, and yet hard to find thing called happiness. Love is to live inside the circuit, both giving and receiving. You can't just give and you can't just receive. And frankly, it takes almost our whole life to learn the balance.